Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. Nor snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays this post from the swift completion of its appointed podcast. I am your host, Alice Fraser, and this is The Last Post for the 16th of January 2020. An auspicious date, the 16th of January. Not only does today mark the start of the 2020 Asian Men's Handball Championship in Kuwait City, it also marks a happy, happy birthday to both André Michelin, who famously started the Michelin Tire Company in 1888, and Kate Moss, making both of them the bywords for fatness and thinness in the popular vernacular of the second half of the 20th century. Which makes it particularly pertinent that among the celebrations on the 16th of January, we include Women's Healthy Weight Day, International Hot and Spicy Food Day, and Religious Freedom Day. So worship the Queen in yourself by eating a delicious spicy meal and don't worry about it. It's also, according to my intern who did the research for me, apparently Appreciate a Dragon Day, which I assume is a joke day made up by some sort of fantasy author's convention. We all know dragons are imaginary, and I'm never going to regret saying that. Every day, of course, on The Last Post, we have a guest. Today we have one of our favourite returning guests. She's been on The Last Post since the early days when we were putting it out on vinyl, celebrity and American business expert, Jenna Friedman. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I am a business expert.
Coming up today, we'll be talking through the biggest business stories, but first, some business headlines from around the world. In the news today, the recent US boost to the political assassination industry has led to a surge in oil prices alongside fear of a new war with Iran, proving that when life is cheap, oil is expensive. The Wiggles government in Italy has proposed new funding for the struggling Italian employment sector, including government subsidies for the big red car industry and a Dorothy grant for female archaeologists. Australian politicians, faced with the ongoing bushfire crisis, environment-focused criticism of the government's reliance on plundering and destabilising our delicate ecosystem to expedite fossil fuel exports, and the potential long-tail damage to our infrastructure and emergency services, propose a plan to solve the impact of climate change on the Australian economy by monetising fire. It is now time for our ads section, because consumer capitalism relies on manipulating the market in a coordinated way so you think you want things. So here are our ads. You swore you'd get fit this year, but you're lazy and undisciplined. We're halfway through January and your New Year's resolutions are starting to falter. If only you had someone to help you do the hard work. We have the solution. Get hardcore training from genuine sociopaths at Jim's Gym and Gymnasium, where you have to sign a release form before you come within 50 feet of the building. Just need someone to scream abuse at you until you feel so bad about yourself you can finally feel good about yourself again? Jim's Gym and Gymnasium employs only aggressive trainers with little regard for your holistic well-being. They want you to have abs for their own obscure reasons, and they don't give a shit how happy you are while you get them. Look up Jim's Gym and Gymnasium for our January You're Not Special specials today. You f*** it.
Part of the gym, you know, because I'm a shareholder in that gym as well, we're launching a personal training service of just narcissists who love bomb you and make you feel special and then leave you to the point where you just lose your appetite. So that's another form of
Oh, yes, that is training. A service offered by Jim's Gym and Gymnasium. Have you found it good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like how you get your cheekbones back. You just fall completely madly in love with a psychopath, and then they just pick away at your self-esteem until you don't want to eat. It's really the most effective diet I've ever experienced.
Yeah, not necessarily nutritionally advised by doctors, but hey, if it works, it works.
Mm-hmm. That's our slogan. That's Jim's slogan.
Will Morland from New Zealand has submitted this ad. Remember, you can submit an ad by email at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Will Morland's ad goes, looking for some extra cash? Introducing the Keratin Club. Every month we'll send you a prepaid envelope. All you need to do is fill it with your excess nail and hair clippings and send it back. It couldn't be easier. Plus, every envelope you send gets you cash. Just don't ask us what it's for or investigate our business practices or Google cloning. Join us today at keratinclub.com. And in the classified section, an ad from a couple of people on the east coast of Australia titled, Free, Pick Up Only, Half a Billion Animal Corpses. Please come and take them before they start causing more problems as they decompose. You think the air's bad now? Wait a week in this heat and let's see what happens.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That is your classified section today.
The Last Post.
And today's top business story, Jenna.
Yeah, I'm launching a new Bitcoin.
Oh, you're launching a new Bitcoin as a business expert. How fabulous.
You know, it's called Pyramid. And if you purchase the Bitcoin now in the next quarter, you'll get a discount as long as you just get other people to buy off of your Bitcoin.
Oh.
I think it's going to be great for the future of my company.
Yeah, and that is certainly at least as legitimate as actual Bitcoins are.
Yes. It sounds like a scheme, but it's not. It's just called Pyramid, and it's a plan, and it'll get you rich as long as you get other people to trust in the currency.
Well, I hear that's how the pyramids in Egypt were built. Everyone invested in one brick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there is just time for one more quick story today.
A bird, as you were talking to me, and I know that my banter is lacking this morning, but a bird flew into this room, I don't know how, and so I had to let it out. It was a tiny little hummingbird, and I didn't want it to, like, fly into a window and break its head, at least not indoors. But yeah, I released a bird into the wild that flew into this room.
That is a beautiful thing. I mean, you got to let them out. If you find a bird indoors, you got to let them out real quick before they start just moving in and causing an Odd Couple sitcom on the smallest of pretenses.
Yeah, well, that would have been definitely something we could sell to Quibi. I don't know if you...
The feel-good hit of the summer, Jenna and the bird. It's just you negotiating the fast-paced city life with a bird. In big bosses being paid a lot news, according to research done by the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, the High Pay Center think tank, bosses are paid a lot. Other research questions investigated by the think tank, apart from are bosses paid an obscene amount, include is the sky blue, can Tom Cruise run round that corner, and is the Pope going to the woods to shit on a bear? Apparently, bosses of Britain's leading firms, and this is true, Jenna, were paid more within 3 working days of the start of 2020 than the average employee's annual wage. When asked to comment, Business Secretary Andrea Leadsom said the pay gap was concerning, quote unquote, displaying an approach to understatement equivalent to calling a nuclear explosion in a glue factory a sticky situation. Are bosses paid that much in America, Jenna?
Yes. I was actually, the pay gap is also a porno. Have you seen it by chance? It's it's equally sticky.
That's horrifying. Did you have anything else on business?
I'm starting another company. It's called Have You Drank Enough Water? And it's a service that you pay and then we call you to just remind you to drink water.
Well, that sounds like it's stepping on some of our sponsors' territory. If you don't know, we are sponsored by the Have You Had Half a Glass of Water campaign. So,
well, you know, yeah, I think sometimes you need competition to really grow, make your business the best version of it.
Maybe we need some transatlantic merger.
Yeah, maybe.
And 2020 business news looks like it's going to be full of people talking about sustainable green business, which is not the same as doing sustainable business. But environmental sustainability is more of a mood thing, right? It'll be the 50th anniversary of the first Earth Day, and it's 5 years into the 15-year trajectory of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which is basically the deadline for all the world's businesses and governments to be done talking about planning how to achieve its objectives, and well on the way to talking about how they're actually going to achieve the plans that they've stopped talking about making. So to celebrate this, we're doing a new fold-out Greening Your Business section with 5 tips to sustainability. Tip 1, so many businesses waste time and resources on expensive upgrading projects or renovating rundown workspaces. Instead, try planting damp moss in crumbling or ugly patches of your office to generate oxygen and suck up CO2. Bonus, oxygen helps your workers think, and creepy dripping moss in the corners of the room make them feel like they're a non-player character in a video game with no individuality, value, or initiative. And an existentially defeated worker is a worker who just won't quit. Tip 2. Have you thought about recycling your secretaries when you're done with them? Just a thought. Tip 3. Instead of printing out all your files, why don't you just stop filing? What are the chances you'll need that document again? Tip 4. Did you realize your business data use also contributes to your carbon footprint? Try cutting down on emails and replacing all internal messaging with trained homing pigeons or ferrets. Bonus, ferret poop makes a great moss fertilizer. Tip 5, to save energy, we've deleted the last tip. Yay, doing our bit for the planet. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you, Jenna, I'm writing to complain to the last post about the coverage of the Golden Globes in your podcast. Or should I say, non-coverage. The Golden Globes are news, and yet you did not cover them in your alleged news show, instead choosing 10 days ago on the 6th of January to cover an employment and work special with your guest, alleged celebrity Andrew Zaltzman. Do you have no opinion on Ricky Gervais's controversial hosting or the many meme-worthy aspects of this glowing awards show? Yours sincerely, Richard G. Huh. Well, that's an interesting letter.
I actually thought he did well. Did you watch at all?
Oh, no, I don't. I didn't watch it. Was it good?
I didn't. Okay, to be fair, I didn't mean to watch it, but then it just happened to be on and then I just got sucked in. And I thought that his hosting was pretty funny. They keep asking him to host and he's like just funny and burning bridges and they keep asking him back, which is kind of like an interesting masochistic thing by the Hollywood Foreign Press. But I did think, yeah, no, I thought he had some good zingers. I thought some of the more misogynistic jokes fell flat. But yeah, no, it was a breath of fresh air in a time where, you know, CO2 emissions are rapidly contaminating our environment. So good job hosting, you know, tone down on the transphobic tweets, Ricky, but otherwise...
Nice work at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, well, I feel like I should address this allegation that we didn't cover it on the 6th of January, which is 10 days ago. While, of course, we at The Last Post avidly follow the vitally important news stories of what people are wearing and doing in Hollywood, our Golden Globes correspondent was unable to attend the awards ceremony because she was sick. Sick of the Hollywood bullshit after a script for an gritty all-female reboot of The Irishman was rejected by Martin Scorsese for having no developed male characters and for being 4.5 hours long. So our deepest apologies, Richard. We promise to bring you all the gloss and glam from the next glittering Hollywood circle jerk as soon as possible.
The Last Post.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. The Last Post, news done the hard way, 366 days a year. You can tune in for our next episode tomorrow, and if you've not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Your guest today was Jenna Friedman. Anything to plug?
Yeah, the only thing I have to plug is I'll be at the Soho Theatre March 17th to 28th in London. Doing a version of a show called Miscarriage of Justice about our current times. It'll be great. So you should come to that show at the Soho Theatre in London.
You should absolutely go and see Jenna at the Soho Theatre in March. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.